I love Alaska, and I especially love the people of Kojak.
Mahim Touré reads from a prepared statement. He speaks French and several Mali languages, but he's still learning English. His friend, local pediatric dietitian Heather Priest, translates for him. Priest grew up in Canada, where she says she learned French in school.
But I couldn't speak French very well until I went and lived in West Africa for a year. So then when I came back home to Canada, I don't speak French like a Canadian. I don't speak French like a Quebecois. I actually speak French like a West African.
West Africa is where she met Touré in the 90s. At the time, she was working on a nutrition project in Mali as part of Canadian Crossroads International, which she defines as a multicultural exchange program. Priest says she and Touré formed a strong friendship, and they kept in contact over the years. She had hoped he would one day visit Kodiak.
So I saved airline miles for years, and I finally had enough, and I brought Mahim to visit Kodiak for a month.
But not until wading through a lot of governmental bureaucracy first. Touré is no stranger to that. Priest says he was a journalist in Mali during the government's transition between the country's military dictatorship and a democratic republic. Before 1991, Priest translates, there had not been a free press.
He acted like a correspondent, he said.
Je parlais directement et ça passait pour tout le pays. Donc, ils font passer la nouvelle, par exemple...
Mais c'était toutes les nouvelles du gouvernement, quoi.
Voilà, c'était les nouvelles du gouvernement.
So all it was puis, reporting what the government was doing.
But after 1991, media grew.
A lot of journalists then started coming to Mali and opening different news agencies and operating more like a democracy would.
After his time in journalism, Touré became a social worker, which is what he was doing when he met Priest. She says he's worked for both governmental and non-governmental aid projects for roughly 30 years. Priest explains Touré has enabled Kodiak families and students to help those in need in Mali.
He talks about Kodiak to his friends and his family, and especially this family that has been... their little girl is benefiting from the sponsorship from the Kodiak family. They were very excited to hear Mahim was coming here so that he could take photos and that he could see and connect with people in person with his own eyes and then bring stories back.
Touré arrived on October 10th and leaves the island on October 25th. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla Deroche.